from KQED.
After a great deal of public pressure, Pacific Gas and Electric has released a list of its 100 riskiest natural gas pipelines in northern and central California. Tara Seiler has the details.
PG&E President Chris John said the top 100 list is a common risk management tool to help prioritize maintenance of some 20,000 pipeline segments.
We are constantly looking out and trying to anticipate where the risks are to the pipeline so that we can do the maintenance ahead of time to prevent any kind of safety problems.
John said many factors are weighed in assessing a pipeline's risk, including its age and area's population density, nearby construction projects, and the potential for seismic activity. John says pipeline segments move on and off the list depending on changing risk factors. Number two on the list is Line 107 from Livermore to Sunol. Troy Brown is Livermore's assistant city manager. He says he's already had several meetings with PG&E officials who told him the line runs through vineyards and open land and is scheduled for replacement next year. The pipeline's risk factors include the potential for ground movement and design materials, but Brown still has lots of questions.
Is this an age issue? Is it a maintenance issue? What are the factors that are leading up to this being assessed as a high risk? And what are their plans for that, you know, to verify how they're going to mitigate it until it gets replaced, and provide us with additional information so that we can have it for the residents that are asking us what's going on.
Brown expects to have more meetings this week with PG&E, as does Mayor Chuck Reed of San Jose. Two pipeline segments there are on the list, but Reed says the city wants more information about the risks involved.
It all hinges on what was the cause of the tragic blast in San Bruno. Until we know the causation of that, we're unable to determine what to do next.
The San Bruno pipeline that exploded September 9th was not on the top 100 list. PG&E President Chris John said the utility was not aware of any problem with that pipeline segment. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.